This news report is a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
From the 930 WFMD Roy Rogers Restaurant News Center, this is WFMD News.
Shortly before 5 on Saturday morning, Maryland State Police responded to I-70 westbound at Harmony Road. According to WDVM, investigators believe that a 2011 Toyota Tacoma left the roadway, hit the median, and rolled back into oncoming traffic before being struck twice by two different vehicles. The driver of the vehicle that was hit was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver and passenger of one of the vehicles involved in the accident was taken to an area hospital. Officials say no charges have been filed as of Sunday afternoon. The Frederick County Sheriff's Office was at the center of criticism for action they took on July 4th at Buckeystown Park after a large group of people gathered for a picnic.
So we were down there a total of three times that day, all at the request of the park police, park rangers, who work for the county, not for the sheriff's office.
Sheriff Chuck Jenkins said the group did not have a permit to be there and people were parking dangerously along the roadway and they were told to move their vehicles.
First time we went down, we tried to address the situation, handle it appropriate, ask people to move cars, which some of them did. We came down the second time, but we started to write citations because, again, people failed to obey the orders. And this is ultimately why we shut it down. We were called down the third time after a park police officer, after the crowd threatened to throw him in the Monocacy River.
Jenkins said the article that appeared in the Frederick News Post about the incident did not accurately describe what happened. Jenkins was a guest on Mid-Maryland Live. To read more local stories, go to our website at WFMD.com. A bill to fund the STAR Act and the National Cancer Institute at Fort Detrick in Frederick has passed the Senate Appropriations Committee.
Senator Chris Van Hollen says the legislation must pass the full Senate and be reconciled with the House version before it goes to the president for his signature. STAR stands for Childhood Cancer Survivorship, Treatment, Access, and Research. Van Hollen is one of the co-sponsors of the STAR Act, which will provide funding for research into childhood cancer and services for people who survived cancer when they were kids. He says he got involved in this issue because he heard from constituents who lost children to cancer.
You have young kids, they have cancer, they get diagnosed with cancer, and because of past research, a lot more kids are able to be saved. But we also know that with additional research, we can save a lot more kids.
The appropriations bill also contains $30 million to modernize the National Cancer Institute at Fort Detrick. Kevin McManus, WFMD News.
Maryland's biggest casino is getting even bigger. MGM National Harbor opened a $48 million expansion on Sunday. That's less than 2 years after opening its doors in December of 2016. I'm Diana Gibson. I'm at Maryland's news station, 930 WFMD.